In local news, nominations for the 2022 local body elections closed this Friday, and so far we have confirmations from our councillor Lisa Thompson and half of the Raglan Community Board that they will be returning. Dennis Amor, Tony Oosten and Kerry Binnesley are the ones who have confirmed. Meantime, Gabrielle Parsons says she's too busy to be the chairperson again but hasn't made a final decision about returning to the board. Also in the undecided category are Satnam Baines and Chris Rayner as of this morning. There are four candidates for mayor, including Raglan resident Ra Puriri, who is also standing for the Whangaroa Council ward against Lisa Thompson. We also know that our current councillors on the regional council, Fred Litchwark and Pamela Story, are planning to run again. We'll bring you updates as they come in for these positions. And don't forget, nominations close on Friday, 12th of August at noon. Work at the wharf kicks off today with blessing for the project being held first thing this morning before the contractors get underway. The project will include improvements to the piles under the wharf, a new pontoon, railings and a kayak ramp. The eastern walkway to increase pedestrian safety around the silos has been postponed due to cost increases occurring in the building sector at the moment. And the District Council has just approved the application for stages of the World Rally Championships New Zealand leg to be held in our district. Local councillor Lisa Thompson was the only dissenting councillor for the decision to close off roads in the Raglan and Tiako areas on 29th of September. They received 527 submissions from all over New Zealand, with 75% of them supporting the application. 116 submissions came from the Raglan area, with 63 against. Not that it's a vote, of course. Strong opposition from residents who live on the route and won't be able to leave their properties on the day of the rally wasn't enough to stop the event. And that is the Raglan News for 10th of August 2022.